This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterwards, she said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing over Taiwan's desire to be treated as an equal government and not a part of China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory. Taiwanese citizens said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport earlier this week. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and have called for an investigation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's president said today he expects the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. U.S. President Donald Trump said Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in his final days was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump identified one of the facilities on Fox News as the embassy in Baghdad. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. has placed more economic sanctions on Iran in response to its missile attacks on two Iraqi bases which housed American troops. It threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy unless it changes its behavior. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries. North Korea says it will not resume nuclear talks with the United States unless Washington unconditionally accepts its demands. What could that mean? VOA's Bill Gallo reports dictator Kim Jong-un may have decided to play it tough in 2020.
We will tell you that probably it will.
U.S.-North Korea talks have been stalled since early 2019. The North is now sending strong signals that things will not improve anytime soon. Kim last week said his country should be prepared for a long-term standoff with the U.S. He also threatened to resume major missile or nuclear tests. A move like that could disrupt the personal relationship between Trump and Kim, who have exchanged personal letters and met three times. But the relationship hasn't led to wider progress. By some estimates, North Korea has added enough nuclear material for 10 more bombs since Trump and Kim held their first summit in June 2018. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased a bit. Authorities say they expect a week, at least, of milder weather. In addition to the danger to people and homes, Phil Mercer reports from Sydney on dangers for Australia's animal life.
Bushfires have had a terrible impact on Australia. Lives have been lost, hundreds of homes destroyed, and vast areas of land incinerated. The disaster has also had catastrophic consequences for animals. Images of badly burnt koalas, Australia's famous furry marsupials, have come to define the severity of the fire emergency. The University of Sydney has estimated that more than a billion mammals, birds and reptiles, as well as hundreds of billions of insects, have died in the fires. Experts have warned that for some species, we're looking at imminent extinction. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq. Putin hosts Merkel shortly after returning from a trip to Damascus, Syria, this week. It's only his second visit there since Russia intervened in Syria in 2015. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.